We had a lawsuit come out this week that has major implications. Sig Sauer just lost a case involving issues surrounding the P320. Now, anytime I report on anything related to this issue, I always get called a Sig hater and all that stuff. I know many of the people at Sig. I used to go up there regularly when I lived in Massachusetts. There's four 320s sitting right there. Some of them are very high-end ones. I have many SIG items, many rifles as well, so I'm not a SIG hater, but I think this news needs to get out. A federal jury has awarded a Georgia man $2.3 million in product liability after he was shot by his own gun without allegedly pulling the trigger. Now, this is an issue that has been surrounding the 320 since it first came out, and you saw the videos where it was dropped at a certain angle, even though it was called drop safe and would go off. SIG did have a voluntary, it wasn't really a recall, but it was a voluntary trigger update where you could send it in and they would change your trigger out and supposedly it fixed the issue, but maybe it did, maybe it didn't. Now this is the first case where New Hampshire-based SIG has been found liable for a misfiring P320. Now the 320, like I said, it's been at the center of dozens of lawsuits claiming it has a design flaw that leaves it susceptible to unintentional firing when dropped or banged. Now, before we get into the facts of this case, because it's going to probably rear its head again for SIG, if you love the Second Amendment, subscribe to Guns and Gadgets. I'll bring you news every single day, and I appreciate y'all being here, joining this growing freedom family. Also, the sponsor of the video is the Sonoran Desert Institute. With more than 350 million guns in the U.S., the time's never been better to learn how to be a gunsmith. Sonoran Desert Institute offers online firearms technology education with hands-on labs and materials shipped right to your door. Course topics include armorers courses, shooting sports management, ballistics, gunsmithing, and much more. Get your education and turn your passion for firearms into a successful career. Head over to sdi.edu/gng to get started today. Links down below. You know where to find them. All right, so Robert Lang, who in the court records is described as a lifelong gun enthusiast with hundreds of hours behind the trigger. Lang sued SIG after he was shot in the thigh by his own 320 in December of 2018 while removing the gun from the holster. Now, according to the court complaint, before he could even lift the gun off of his belt, the weapon discharged. The jury found SIG was negligent for Lang's injuries due to the design of the weapon, including that it lacked a trigger safety. That's big. That's like the Glock dingus. That's what they're saying here. Now, SIG's 320 is one of the most popular pistols in this country, with more than 2.5 million sold, according to court records. It's probably more than that because it also won the U.S. Army contract with that one right there. So, you know, I like what SIG makes, but this is an issue that hasn't gone away. Now, SIG has said in a statement that they will appeal the ruling. They said this, quote, Sig Sauer does not believe that the plaintiff has met his burden to prove the P320 model pistol was designed defectively or negligently as claimed. There are no facts on the record to support that Mr. Lang's discharge claim was the result of anything other than his own negligent handling causing him to pull the trigger on the 320 pistol. Now, I am not, you know, dumping on anybody here, but there have been videos out where, you know, cops had been struggling with people on the ground and the gun was in the holster, they weren't even reaching for it, and it did go off. There was another one where a cop was getting out of his cruiser, hands weren't on the gun, and it went off. So I think that maybe there's an issue, and obviously if SIG were to find an issue and do what they would have to do if there was an issue, would cost them millions and millions of dollars. So SIG is fighting here because they think there's nothing wrong with their pistol. And SIG has been sued dozens of times by civilians and law enforcement folks who claim that the 320 has a design flaw and it leaves it susceptible to unintentional discharges. Now, until now, none of those cases have resulted in a finding against SIG for liability. Now, SIG did settle two cases out of court. Both of those were cops who were injured when their department issued guns fired, causing leg injuries. Now, Lang's attorney, The one who is successful so far in this case, his name is Robert Zimmerman. And if you've been following this channel, you'll have heard his name before because I've reported on a lot of these lawsuits surrounding this gun. He is involved in other lawsuits involving the 320. So you should know his name. If not, this is going to be big for him in his mind because he said, "We were honored to represent Mr. Lang and are pleased that the jury saw the P320 for what it is, defective and dangerous. We call upon Sig Sauer to redesign this pistol for the benefit of their law enforcement and private citizen customers and look forward to the many more trials to continue to hold Sig Sauer accountable." We just told you where he plans to go from here. My question has been one I've asked for years. Many of us have the 320, and right away people are going to say, "I have 4 million rounds through mine, no problems." That's possible. I'm sure it is, with a couple barrels and a lot of internal parts changed. But have you trained hard with it? Have you been rugged with it and had it go off? That's what people really want to know. So I guess there's going to be a really good conversation with us here in the comments on what do you think about the 320 pistol. Now, there's four of them sitting there. I got more. I like them. Do I think that there's a potential issue? I personally do, otherwise you wouldn't have all of this negative press for SIG. I don't even know how the internals work. I'm not a SIG armorer. So what my thing is that there's smoke, there's often fire, and there's been a ton of lawsuits against this issue or for this issue. Now, I've talked to people at SIG and they have assured me in the past numerous times that it's a user issue, user error. What do you think? Let me know down below. SIG P320, you carrying an appendix with one in the chamber and going jogging or on a bumpy ride? You let me know. Obviously, that's a little bit of comedy, but this is a serious issue. So let me know down below. Be safe, stay vigilant, and carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. I'll see you on the next one. Subscribe to the channel. Have a great day. Take care.